We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show broadcast its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So we're going to head down that road. You know the deal. Those of y'all been listening for a while, this is a recurring segment. Why? Because there's so much of it. So, every once in a while when I'm resourcing the show in the mornings, I find myself going, that's madness. That's wokeness. And look how woke that was. That's about as woke as it gets. And next thing you know, I've got it. I've got a whole segment. I've got a buffet of wokeness. I've got a vast cornucopia, a plethora, a literal this cavalcade of wokeness. Hit it, Boomer.
Adventures in Woke World.
Boomer's sitting over there with his hand on the sound effect button, wondering how many descriptives I have to go for Woke World. But I'm telling you, man, some of this stuff you look at and go, yes, we needed to push back on that. Others, you're going to find yourself just getting like mad. You want to throw something at the radio. Then you're going to laugh, and then you're going to roll your eyes. And then we're back to just laughing again. It just goes round and round. So, okay, let me start off with one that's like, yeah, let's push back. So story here, this one came off the Daily Mail. Now, I saw it in a variety of places. I just happened to grab this one. Daily Mail, dated last Friday. There is a conservative group in the wake of the whole... I'm telling you right now, the whole Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light thing has stood the corporate world on its ear, and I am glad of it. Just saying. Bud Light, I don't know if I've ever had a Bud Light in my life, but the reality is this. Bud Light's audience are not the ones who are like, I want to buy that one because it has a little bouncy transgender on the can. That's not your audience, guys. You talk about leaving your people behind, but a conservative consumer group, according to Daily Mail, has now launched a system for users to receive a woke alert message to warn them about large corporations supporting far-left initiatives. No kidding. The idea comes from a company called Consumers Research, and it follows in the wake of the whole Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney thing. And the Washington, D.C.-based group is run by a guy named Will Hild. He basically says... Many corporations are putting progressive activists and dangerous agendas ahead of their customers. They only succeed if we look the other way, he says. Totally get it. Now, I already knew about Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney. Dylan Mulvaney, by the way, is also a spokesperson now for Kate Spade Women's Fashions. And also, by the way, a spokesperson for Nike's women's sportswear, of all things. Make that make sense. You can't make that make sense. But then, did you know Jack Daniels? Did you hear about this, Boomer? Jack Daniels. Not that I'm a huge. I don't drink Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels. They had a campaign with three drag queens, and they called it Small Town Big Pride. That was Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels did this?
Jack Daniels.
How many?
So you worked in the country music industry for a while.
Yes.
And I feel certain you saw a bottle or two of Jack Daniels on a tour bus somewhere.
I saw a few. Just here and there.
Just knowing the audience that you would imagine that Jack Daniels would have, how's that going to go over at, I won't name the artist you worked for, but you work some big names. If that had,
would not go over well, the Jack Daniels would probably be gone.
I'm just saying
it would not. We would find a different beverage of choice. I'm sure
you would be sent packing if you brought that on. Hey, look, fellas, I got this for you. It's got RuPaul's Drag Race on the cover. Ooh. Awesome. Anyway, consumer research also names Nike. They also say in addition to the woke alert, the group's website features a tracker of environmental, social, and governance ESG legislation. So, yeah, and then, of course, left-wingers are pushing back. So you got somebody named Anna Barr, a political consultant, who's telling Axios, I hate to break it to the radical right, but people in this country are a lot more concerned about paying for an $80 tank of gas than the color of their Budweiser bottle. Well, I got news. If it's an $80 tank of gas, it's because of your president. Thank you very much. And, oh, by the way, they can hate high gas prices in the midst of Biden inflation and not want transgenders on their beer can. Just saying, woke world. Here's one, though. Okay, this one just ticks me off. I mean, it seems like woke world is determined to get in our business, like as far into our business as they can. Like, they want to be in our house. In fact, if you won't let them in your house, they will just push their way in. Story on hotair.com. By the way, I saw part of the video. Story on hotair.com says, for everyone who's been arguing that the American military is not going woke, then you might want to look at this story. Because over the weekend, a video popped up. And the video was showing a Navy nurse practitioner in Bahrain, believe it or not, giving a presentation to military parents who were stationed there regarding their children's health care. And the audience in the video was clearly shocked to learn that military parents of children aged 12 or older could not access their children's medical records anymore online. And children as young as 15 or 16 were being allowed to make medical appointments for specific issues without parental notification. Things like gender identity, pregnancy, STDs, and mental health. And one of the fathers in the crowd, you could hear him, was clearly incredulous. And this nurse practitioner, she's giving them all an in-brief. I don't know what it was. Was it a deployment thing? I don't know what it was. But she's got this real cavalier attitude like, what's the problem? Why would you question this? And she says, literally, this generation is definitely more open with experiencing experimenting, so I always ask those tough questions. Do you identify as a male or female or non-binary? Have you got a crush on somebody, male or female? Are you having sex? And she's like, and the parents are like, wait, you're doing what? And she's like, yeah, we do that. We don't have to have parental notification to treat them for sexually transmitted diseases. We don't have to notify you parents about their mental health or pregnancy. 15-year-olds. I know, and Boomer's about ready to chuck.
It's just nuts.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure if I was a parent in the room, I'd have had a moment there where I had to rise to my feet and make some things known.
Absolutely.
And at age 12, they can no longer access their children's medical records online. Like, it just cuts off. Why would that be? No one knows. And they were asking, how long has this policy been in place? And her response is basically, I don't know, but it is right now. That means it's just, what the heck, man? And these are our military. We don't know if it could be a one-off, you know, cavalier, wokest kind of attitude of someone who is serving overseas and sucking up per diem and, you know, making a mess of things. Or it could be this is a policy that we didn't know that the Biden administration had put in place. I don't know the answer to that question. I just know it's freaking woke world and it's got to stop. But speaking of woke world, Boomer.
Oh, boy.
Have you had any issues with cow flatulence lately?
Oh, cow flatulence. You know what? I smelled some cow flatulence the other day.
Yeah, those cows, man, killing the ozone.
Man.
Crushing the climate change. Yeah, them cows.
That's what McQueen was saying earlier. She walked outside, oh, that cow flatulence has to go. No, not at all. But we do have cows near us.
Well, you may be interested to know that there's another source of methane that has got climate activists now up in arms.
Oh.
Yes.
Do tell.
Rice farming.
Rice farming?
Rice farming.
That has them, they're mad about it?
Yeah. Even though, according to National Geographic, rice is the main staple of food for 3.5 billion people worldwide. It's a major staple and an export for countries in Asia, Latin America, parts of Africa, India, Southeast Asia, places like Brazil. Sri Lanka tried to go all climate change policy-wise about a year and a half ago and caused a major food crisis and riots in the street, and their president was deposed. But yeah, so right now, according to AFP News, and I got this off of townhall.com, scientists, quote unquote, that's in quotations, by the way, scientists are targeting rice farming as, quote, dangerous, emissions-heavy practice. They say flooded rice fields naturally ferment hay and other plants and produce too much methane. So,
what are they going to do?
It's time to eat ramen. I don't know. What do you do?
You just tell all those whatever billion people to start eating ramen.
That's right.
come on, guys, eat ramen because of that methane that rice is putting out.
Never mind, you got to actually pre-cook ramen and then dry it out. Yeah. Just, you know, just where's ramen come from? I'm pretty sure some of it's rice paste. Dang, how do we get around? I don't know. All I know is that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, man.
3.5 billion people can't have rice because, I don't know, climate change. It didn't apparently, it wasn't what caused the acid rain years ago. It wasn't what caused the polar ice caps to melt. Oh, yeah, they didn't. It wasn't what caused the hole in the ozone. No. But now, it's not global warming anymore. Oh, don't call it global warming. Climate change, rice farming, and cow flatulence. Just saying. Take us to a break, brother. We'll do it right now. We'll take the break. I'm staying with it. I got stuff in here. By the way, have you been eating bugs? I got a report on what that's really all about. Is there an agenda? Maybe. Phil Williams, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, right side radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, making it cool to be a conservative. Hey, I got callers on the lines. Let me do that real quick. I'm in Ventures in Woke World, so let's see what they got. Line one, John Huntsville, how you doing?
Hey, doing fine, Phil. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. What you got?
All right. Man, I don't know how you and I don't know how you and Boomer can handle these kind of stories day in and day out. Y'all have both got to be on blood pressure medicine. I'm calling about the rice story.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if the 3.5 billion Asians don't rise up and fight this, all you got to do is tell the Cajuns, and I'm from Baton Rouge originally.
All right.
The hospital be near my grandkids. All you got to do is tell the Cajuns in South Louisiana they can't have rice no more. This stuff will end.
You don't.
Can you imagine? You can't have rice to serve in your gumbo and etouffee.
No.
What? And no more jambalaya at all.
That ain't happening, brother. I'm telling you right now. The world ain't seen a mad like that.
No, you talk about conservatives and liberals coming together in South Louisiana in like 15 seconds. It'll happen.
That's a whole bunch of angry Cajuns right there.
The Cajun Navy will become an official Navy. but anyway, I was just driving and I heard that story and I was like, okay, I've got to call in.
All right, good enough, so, man. John, appreciate you, man. You have a great day.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. It'd be a bunch of raging Cajuns at that particular point, wouldn't it? All right, jump over to line two. Is that Brian? Brian Huntsville, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Happy not a Monday.
Yes, sir. Yes, not a Monday all day long. What you got?
Well, you were talking about cow flatulence and belching and that type of thing, which came up before. Then you hinted that you were going to talk about people eating insects. But
yeah,
no, we can't raise insects for that because termites create a lot more methane going up than and other bugs than do cows. Now, a lot of people put this under Google. They will say which one creates more methane, but they put it as a one-to-one. Yes, one termite isn't going to create as much as one cow, but there's a gazillion more termites on this earth than there are cows.
So you're telling me we need to have little bitty termite diapers to try and collect up that methane?
Or like I said about the cows before, at least pilot lights on it.
a pilot light. I'd forgotten about that. Little bitty pilot lights on your termites. If we just cook them up and eat them, then we don't have to worry. But, oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, they explode if you use a gas stove?
You know what? Then you have a hard time cooking. Now you got to cook over an open fire. Wait, that produces smoke. I don't know where this ends, brother. I think at some point soon, we're eating dirt. That's where we're at. All right. See you, Brian. Thanks, buddy. Oh my gosh! And I got news. The text lines have blown up. So do I go get text now, or do I? What do I do? Do I keep moving? I tell you what. Let me do the bugs. I'll do bugs first, because yeah, I got some other wokeness in here. I got a stack of wokeness. I got all of it. I got the buffet. The cornucopia, the plethora, the vast amounts, the tonnage, sheer tonnage of wokeness today. Here's the bug story. New York Post reports, starts off by saying, do you like some bugs with that? It says, a growing trend among world leaders and celebrities and influencers is filling up on bugs. Now, I don't know if you've seen her or not. She's really super sharp. A lady named Eva, Eva Vlaardingerbroek. She's Dutch. And she is a sharp political commentator. She's on Tucker Carlson and some other shows. Anyway, she was on Tucker recently, and she said this. I thought, that's genius. She says she thinks the push for insect eating is just a compliance test. She thinks it's their way of testing. Let's see if they'll do it. And if they do it, then we know that they are compliant. And so our politicians know when they control the food, they control the people. Okay. It goes on to say, it points out that, you know, global leaders are championing the idea of eating bugs. This is not a little bit. This is like being talked about at the World Economic Forum Summit, right? They go to Davos to talk about, well, we need to have more people eating bugs. While I feel certain they were not serving bugs at the banquet dinners they were having, I'm pretty sure they all ate their, you know, prime rib and whatever else was good. But one professor at Wageningen University says it's absolutely necessary to adopt bugs into our food system. Bugs! Then you have celebrities like Nicole Kidman, who's kind of getting into the idea. Why? And then I just lost my train of thought with the guy that invented Microsoft. What is my deal? I can't remember his name. I should have even brought him up. Bill Gates, thank you so much. You're not just here to push buttons, Boomer. Sometimes you're here to jog my memory. But you got chefs and culinary experts. You got literally the other day, Tucker Carlson ate chocolate-covered crickets, cricket caramel corn, and a cricket burger. I do not want anything called a cricket burger. No. Myself thinking no. In fact, I find myself thinking how revolting that actually is. In a pinch and survival, that's one thing. I've been trained to eat grubs and, you know, and do stuff like that. But not like, hey, honey, what's for dinner? Oh, look, I got you some cricket burgers.
Yes.
That's awesome. Let's have the kids over.
Everybody.
Oh, my grandbabies will love eating cricket meat.
Let's call the neighbors.
Can I say cricket meat? I don't think that even sounds good. I know Boomer's all in a wad now. But that Eva Vlaardingerbroek, she says, the fact that we, the second largest exporter of agricultural products in the world, our nation with such a rich farming history, is now cracking down on its farms and opening insect factories should be. So they're actually doing this. The Dutch government in Holland, they are literally shutting down farms, but yet they're starting up insect factories to harvest insects so you and I can have cricket burgers. But just make sure you have no rice, because rice creates methane.
No rice with the cricket burgers.
Yeah, and you certainly don't want cow flatulence either. So put diapers on your cows, grow you some crickets, stop having rice.
I just don't even know what to think about it.
I just find myself taken aback, like, are people this stupid? And the answer to that is yes, they are. You look at it and think, my God, what? When do you look at this and go, that's a stupid, who's going to stand up and say the emperor has no clothes? I mean, please. Could somebody just stand up and go, yeah, that's really stupid, and I'm about to have a burger. Don't ask me how the sausage's made. I just like it. Just saying. I got more of this. I got more. We're going to stay with Adventures of Woke World. Heading to a break right now. Coming right back for hour number 3. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Oh, Boomer and I are going to have some stuff to talk about when I get back. We'll be right back.
listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. We got local, state, national, sometimes the international, and yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. We are in hour number three. How does this happen?
But we're already here. Lots of awesome information.
I'm saying. And we are, by the way, we're smack dab in the middle of one of our favorite recurring segments. Adventures in Woke World. You going to play it? Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
I got to go to the text lines on this one because it's generated some response, some issues. JT from Lacey Springs says, cricket burgers topped with red wigglers, sides of Catawba or fiddle worms, and a cold glass of worm casting tea. Dang, JT, you had to think that one through. That is awful. I'm not sure I want dinner now. Jeff from Hazel Green. Stupid people shouldn't breed. He says, just saying, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Got a brand new texter who hasn't told us their name or where they're from yet, but I'll still read the text. Says, don't discourage them. Let the concerned libs and the left-wing nuts eat the bugs. More meat for us. That's right. More bacon.
I like it.
Darn it. That's right. Get the liberals out of my bacon. They go have their cricket burgers. I'm having bacon. Steve from Owens Crossroads, he goes, beef, it's what's for dinner, at my house anyway, he says. Thank you, Steve. Brian from Huntsville, he texted in, he says, so the Dutch are growing termites to eat? He said, I'm guessing wooden shoes are out of style. get it, termites, wooden, it's very good, that's good. Man, Brian, you are full of dad jokes. Anyway, Glenn from Bluntsville says, the only bug I eat is a mud bug. A mud bug? I'm lost, but okay. Allie from Athens says, take three deep breaths, Senator. John the Baptist seemed to make do with locusts. Not like I'm beating feet to be the first one in line, but it is biblical. I find myself thinking, Allie, I don't care. John the Baptist was a good dude and all that. A little wild. I'm pretty sure I am safe in my salvation without joining him in his diet. Chris from Capshaw. Is it from Capshaw or is that his last name? Anyway, Chris texted in. Problem solved. Cooked termites taste almost exactly like rice. No one will ever know the difference. We would know. How come my rice is so fat, mommy? That's where we're going there. By the way, have I ever told you my story about Oreos?
Yes, you have.
Have I?
Yes. I don't know if anybody else.
At this point in the show, I feel it is necessary to tell a very important story from my childhood.
I'll let you tell it. I'm just going to close my ears.
Okay.
Because I have heard it.
So there I was. There I was, an innocent child, sweet and full of life. And it was a special day because, you know, back in the day when things came on only once in a while, once a year, you got to watch something like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. So there I was, an innocent child of roughly 5 years old. My parents let me stay up late to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. We're at my grandparents' house. Apparently, we hadn't had snacks at my grandparents' house in a long time, and there were Oreos in the cabinet. So on this special evening, as I'm sitting there, enraptured by Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and Dick Van Dyke, you know, and Toot Sweets and all that kind of stuff, I'm loving this show. I'm waiting for the scary part where the guy who captures kids, and then all of a sudden, I'm eating my Oreos. You know how to eat Oreos. You take them apart, and you scrape the icing off. And I did, and a piece of the icing fell in my lap. And I looked down, grabbed it, threw it in my mouth. And it wouldn't dissolve. And I spit it out in my hand. And I had Oreos full of maggots. And I just, you talk about a five-year-old kid having a complete come apart. And I think the text line's wrapping back up again. All I remember is running around the room, like running circles around the room, screaming, I ate worms, I ate worms. I was running around the room. My mom's trying to catch me and find out what's going on. My dad, she goes with me to the bathroom to rinse my mouth out. My dad goes to the kitchen. We come back in the room. I'm trying to gather myself. I'm like apoplectic. Mom looks at dad. All I remember is the look on dad's face was like, oh. Like he's had this look like.
Oh, boy.
He didn't say anything. He just gave her the look like, yeah, it was real.
Oh, wow.
Brother, that was 5 years old. I didn't eat Oreos again until I was a senior in high school.
Wow.
Just
I
saying.
I mean, I get it. That does something to you.
I do not want Cricket Burgers, and I want no maggots in my Oreos. There you go. Brandy from Athens texts in, mud bugs or crawfish. That's right. Okay.
Oh,
there you go. Steve from Going Crossroads is texting in and says, that explains a great deal about you. I don't know what that means, but I don't appreciate it. I don't think I... Anyway, yeah, I'm getting everybody telling me what mud bugs are now. Thank you, Doe Man from Harvest. Charlie from Huntsville says, why does Holland, the Netherlands, have two names? I don't know. That's not part of my show. I don't know. And they're called Dutch. It's like, can we please figure out what to say about these people? Glenn from Bluntsville, mud bug, crawdads. Wendell from Baton Rouge. Now, if anybody's going to correct me, Wendell, Baton Rouge, I appreciate you. Mud bugs, crawfish. Same from Kathy from Madison. Same from JT from Lacey Springs. I will never again make the mistake of not knowing what a mud bug is. John from Huntsville, deep fried wasps, anybody? No. He says, according to some crazy BBC video, some people actually love them. He's being serious. He said, one stupid guy actually ate a live wasp and his lips swelled up so bad. Phil, what is wrong with people in this world? I do not know, John. But Anita from South Huntsville just texted in and says, y'all are making some mammoth Petri dish burgers sound good by comparison. Oh, yeah, remember that? What was that they were growing in the lab? I'd forgotten about that.
Right, those mammoth...
lab-grown mammoth meat burgers that were mixed with llama and something else.
Yes.
God's name.
Forgot about those. Lab burgers.
I think I'm pretty sure. I just picture it being like slimy white meat growing in a Petri dish. I'm pretty sure I'd just rather have the maggots in my Oreos.
Ugh.
All right, jumping back on the Ventures of Woke World here before I just burn up all my time. So here's another story. Changing subject, getting away from the bugs. Daily Wire has a story, came out yesterday. Loudoun County Schools in Virginia. Why are they always at the center? Those people are idiots. The Loudoun County's public schools are spending $11 million to renovate the bathrooms at two high schools to make them co-ed. Boomer hits the mic. You got something to say.
I saw the pictures. And why are they doing this in the first place? They're perfectly great bathrooms, other than to, they feel sorry for the people.
That's exactly what's happening.
But $11 million? Come on, guys. Suck it up and go to the bathroom where you were created to go to the bathroom.
The things we could do for Right Side Radio with $11 million.
I know.
2 years ago, a boy wearing a skirt raped a ninth grade girl in the bathroom. Their solution? Well, let's make them all co-ed. Now, that worked out real well, didn't it? And they're not only going to make them co-ed, they're going to spend, it's roughly $10.9 million. It's not quite 11. It's $10.9 million. And they're making them such that they're not going to be, there's no urinals. They're going to be boys sharing the same toilet with girls. You know how that goes. And then on top of that, they're making like little stall rooms with the floor-to-ceiling walls, which to me sounds like a great place for bad things to happen.
Absolutely.
And so a group called Virginians for Common Sense tweeted out the design that the far-left school board has boasted would offer complete privacy, is also going to offer opportunities for misconduct and enable assault and drug use, provides no escape route for somebody who gets thrown into one. And then the governor, Glenn Youngkin, he came out and he says, I've already been clear. Virginia schools need to separate their bathrooms by sex, period. So I guarantee you right now the attorney general is going to get involved in this at some point. Just so you know, Boomer, in case you're scared of words.
Words? I'm really scared of words.
Words can be scary.
Uh-huh.
Penguin, you know, Penguin Random House, the major publisher.
Yeah.
They've decided to reach back, and English author P.G. Wodehouse, who's famous for books, there were comedy books that have been around since the 30s or something, that have a character named Jeeves. Well, they've now felt it necessary after all these years. These were bestsellers. They've even made TV shows out of them, all this kind of stuff. They decided now it's important that that authors like Agatha Christie, Roald Dahl, and now, of course, P.G. Wodehouse have to have a disclaimer in the book in case scary words offend somebody. It actually says, quote, please be aware, this book was published in the 1930s and contains language, themes, and characterizations which you may find outdated. In the present edition, we sought to edit minimally words that we regard as unacceptable to present-day readers. And they weren't. It was things like minstrel. That's scary. It just you look at this and go, Adventures in Woke World, all they're doing is dumbing people down.
Dumbing people down, and we're just getting soft.
And making them eat bugs.
Making them eat bugs.
As I wind this down, you will be interested to know that the Pentagon is not always leaving the inside words in the inside. Sometimes they speak out. So the Pentagon on Monday, this Monday, according to Red State, just let it be known that they're a little concerned about Joe Biden's overreaching green energy plans because, for instance, the Navy is challenged right now by the wind farms and wind turbines that are being set up offshore because they have to try and sail in and around them, and all they did was make life miserable for the Navy. So, but then they quickly caveated, but the DOD is committed to facilitating development while protecting national security, as we have done in every call to the Atlantic, Pacific, and Gulf of Mexico. Whatever. In other words, they're still all in for offshore wind development, even though, you know, national security. They probably serve bugs on the ships, too. Last couple of things I've got. What time? I tell you what, I'm going to skip that one because I'm tired of talking about Samuel Brenton, the guy who stole ladies' luggage. Last story I got for you, Boomer. I happen to know that you and McQueen are a fitness family.
Yes, we are.
In fact, I happen to know that McQueen could run laps around all of us.
All of us.
All of us. You might want to know, though, that the word fitness is now being deemed as harmful terminology.
Come on,
it
man.
It is. It's vague and ableist. What does that even mean? Vague and ableist.
I don't
vague
know.
Vague and ableist. They're... A team of experts now.
Oh, experts. Oh, if the experts.
In the U.S. and Canada. They've said, you can't. And by the way, you can't say morbidly obese anymore either. Because, I don't know, that's ableist too, I guess. It's part of a broader push for language to be considered less offensive. They claim also, by the way, that scientific disciplines that engage in things like fitness are often rooted in eugenics, ableism, and racism. And therefore, in order for words to be optimized, we need to get rid of things like fitness.
Fitness.
Take me to a break. I can't stand it.
Wow.
That's it. That's all I got. Adventures in Woke World. As if that was not enough. A entire buffet, a smorgasbord, if you will. An entire cabinet full of wokeness. My gosh. Coming up next, we're going to talk about artificial intelligence because Skynet is killing the arts. We'll be right back.